Hello, this is Kevin, and this is my journal for Wednesday, August 1st, 2012. I'm just going to go ahead and read my entry here and talk about things. Well, today is the wonderful day of going to Africa. I feel like I really have to go on this trip. I've not gone on something to do with World Mission for 5 years. I went to Kenya to a Bible conference there and a safari, and since then I've not gone on any journey because of survival issues, or like working and paying the bills, etc. But I feel like it's high time I went out and saw the world, the work of God, and find ways to participate in it. I think Uganda is a good fit for me for some short-term mission trips. I know the missionaries. I know Missionary Joseph and Esther Chung, pediatricians. I can also utilize my nursing skills, I hope, and I can join in their mission journeys to outlying villages, their healing mission. Dr. Ulrike, a doctor from Germany, is always there for the last 2 years, actually. Missionary Paul Chung goes there regularly, and I can do this with the help of the Lord. There are many things stopping me from going to Uganda, the threat of violent crime. There's the Ugandan mafia that, I don't know if they exist or not. I imagine myself being kidnapped for ransom. Stupid fears. I told my family not to pay for a ransom. I'm ready to go to I'm ready to glorify God and go to heaven. Anyway, these fears are foolish and unfounded, actually. There's also a threat of disease. There's so many diseases and precautions to be taken. I got a whole bunch of shots when I was about to go. There was also an Ebola outbreak in Kampala, or just outside Kampala, and people were coming in to get treated, and so there's that in the news. So far, three people have died in the city. Any normal person would not go. Nobody would blame me if I backed out, but I cannot do this. I need to stick to my guns and trust the Lord and go. This glorifies Jesus. It shows faith. Maybe my going will help others to step out in faith and be missionaries. If I chose not to go, I would regret this for the rest of my life. I regret living in fear and not by faith. It was not easy to go to go financially. I think it cost me $1,600 for the return flight, and with all of the costs, this trip could cost about $2,300. It's not easy for a family that is living paycheck to paycheck. Every shift I take off is a loss of cash, so I need to work extra shifts and make up for the trip. For example, in the 8 days prior to the trip, I worked really hard, 7 nights out of 8 nights. It was tough but necessary, and so it's financially a cross. But thankfully, some of our ministry's tithe is paying for some of it. And the kids are a little afraid for me. They will pray for me, and I want them to know that there is something more important than just watching YouTube videos and having fun. There are things worth living for and things worth dying for. The gospel is worth living and dying for. And may my trip to Uganda be an inspiration to them. My day began at 6:30 a.m., and I went to the Fixed Street Church and prayed with Tim Riddle, a young believer at Kishwaukee Bible Church. He was waiting for me, and we prayed. After that, I walked my dog, Gigi, because she will not be walked for a long time. I need to get lots of exercise, because I will not get much of it in the next 9 days. I also printed out lots of papers and daily bread papers to write on, and I also packed and juiced a lot of tomatoes and carrots and squash, and I froze some of the vegetable juice for the future consumption. I did some laundry. When I packed, I put half my stuff in one bag and half in another in case my bags get separated. I even packed two toothbrushes. We brought two disposable cameras, the video camera and the digital voice recorder. I want to document the work of God to share and post in my website. I want to also make a presentation at hospitals and fellowship groups at the hospital. Go big or go home, I think. If anyone will listen to me. Julie finally dropped me off at the O'Hare Airport, and we left our house at 12:35, and it was 89 degrees Fahrenheit out, very hot in the car. I felt a little sick, and possibly from the vegetable cocktail, and a little from nervousness about going to Uganda. We got to the airport, Terminal 5, and there were many UBF people like Helen Rarick and Abraham and Abraham Kim and Esther Kim and Ron Ward and many others. And gone are the days when 100 people gathered for the send-off singing All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. There was a few handshakes, and Paul Dang and his two sons drove from Milwaukee there. His sons really love him and love Jesus and are co-working well together in the gospel. One is an ordained minister, and the other is a Marine. There's a long lineup. Some UEF people, eleven of us flew in that plane. I pre-boarded using the kiosk, got my boarding pass, and approached the entrance checkpoint. I wolfed down the delicious turkey sandwich my wife made for me with love while talking to Joshua Hong, and it did not take long for the plane to board. I was in the middle of middle seat of KLM Airlines, and on the right of me was an older lady, a professor from UIC, and she's going to Rwanda. She has a group of educators who are working with several universities to create baccalaureate and master's degree nursing programs in Rwanda, a noble task. She sat there on my right, and I also met a new friend from Norway, Harold. He's a 22-year-old, adopted Colombian, and living in Norway, and he likes longboarding and dirt biking, and he builds houses, and he has two tattoos on his arm of snakes and knives, and he likes to snowboard. We had a great conversation. I pray for him to accept the gospel. This airline is very wonderful. KLM, I got to read the Chicago Tribune. I got an article. There was an article saying three people were now dead because of the Ebola virus in Uganda. I got to write Daily Bread, and I listened to my iPod, and they served salad and pecans, carrot cake, and vegetarian pasta. And there was a Diet Coke spritzer with orange juice and spring water and red wine for free. And lots of good movies, about 30 choices, and it was all good. Friendly Dutch stewardesses. And the only bad part was the cramped leg room. I wanted to write a lot and journal, but my writing arm was touching the lady next to me on my right, and my leg was touching the leg of the man on the left, and I kept moving my feet to avoid getting a blood clot. But I wouldn't trade this for the world. I have a watch, and I place it on Chicago time, and I want to make sure that I know how much I need to sleep and how long I've been awake. It's hard to tell, and you get jet lag easily, so if you don't keep track of it, then you will get jet lag. So that's it for my journal for Wednesday. Spend most of my night flying, getting little sleep. God bless.